What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Man, we are back with another one, and today we got a special one because we got a great one here on deck today. Not just because of stars or headlines, but because of consistency, toughness, and energy, and just the way he carried himself while he was at Auburn. And so today, none other than Ryan Davis.
What's going on, man? What's good, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, I can't complain. I appreciate you coming on, bro.
Nah, most definitely. That was good to see my Auburn brother, man. Good to see everybody doing well, dog.
Yes, sir. And so I feel like, let's get right into it. I feel like every Auburn fan has Ryan Davis memory somewhere stored in their memory bank. Man, you made a lot of big plays. And so I remember being like a freshman, bro, like just you were one of the first few people I ever stood up on the sideline for. Like whenever that ball touched your hands, bro, I got to get up and I got to see what's going on because I know two going to make something happen, bro. So like, right. When did you know, like, yeah, pretty much I'm that dude. You feel me? Like when you got to Auburn, was it a adjustment period or was it kind of like I've always been confident in myself and I know.
I would say the confidence was always there. But I would say like it was a grooming process for me because I played quarterback my whole life. And so I came in as a receiver. So my freshman year is really just adjustment period year. So I came in, like I said, I played receiver though 707. I did 707 in high school, so I was very familiar with the movements of it, the skill of it. So I always could do. I was always well with the ball in my hands, so that was always there. So now I was always about getting the skill of it and really getting the scheme of offense with and Coach Malzahn, gaining his trust. So that was like kind of big with me my freshman year. You know how Coach Malzahn is. He's very particular on his details. Like everything got to be a certain way. You got to be on point. Like he feel like you're not ready at the time. It's going to be a process. And sometimes it was very frustrating because I felt like I was ready. But the whole time he was just grooming me the whole time and letting me, you know, kind of maybe let me make my mistakes before I got on the big stage and did it. And then, you know, sometimes you can make a mistake on the big stage and that confidence is gone. And then that player is never the same. So I would say that freshman year, he gave me some packages where I probably touched the ball maybe two or three times. But if everybody, most Auburn fans know that Woody play. That was my first touch in college. My freshman year when I was hiding under the center and Jeremy Johnson handed me the ball, that was my first touch in college. So I didn't touch the field to like, I don't know what game that was. I want to say like week 4 or 5 when we played Texas A&M that Saturday night. And Coach, I remember the whole week Coach Malzahn said, I'm going to bring you out for the first time. And I thought I was from the red shirt. So I didn't even expect to play my freshman year, honestly, when I came in. Because I'm like, you know, it's going to be a period. And I'm fine with that. I kind of actually wanted that to give me my time to groom myself to be the player that I wanted to be. I didn't want to rush it. I wanted, you know, college, you only got 4 years. If you transfer in, like you could transfer and go to another big school right away, you'll be going to JUCO. And nah, I'm trying to make these 4 count. I ain't even trying to go through that process because I know like that's a headache. That's too long. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even trying to be in school that long. So I was just trying to make sure, you know, make everything count. So I would say my freshman year was pretty, mentally it was kind of up and down, like I said, because I didn't understand why I wasn't getting the opportunity I was getting. But like I said, I understood it over time. Like I said, my second year, I got my first start going into the spring. I was competing and I kind of felt good with the playbook and everything, gaining Coach Malzahn trust and, you know, growing like little packages here and there, getting jet sweeps, bubble screens, and just showing him what I could do with the ball to, you know, make my role a lot bigger in the offense. And then I would say the second year, that's when me and Darius Slayton, we went to that jump, became starters. And then after that, I would say that we, you know, then we went through like 4 different quarterbacks. So we weren't even throwing the ball. We went through, you know, remember we had Jeremy Johnson, Sean White. It was time where Chandler Cox was at quarterback. Like we went through like a boatload of quarterbacks and, you know, we had a lot going on with our offense then. So it really like junior year when Coach Lindsey came in, changed the offense around. He went more spread offense when we was throwing the ball. Then we got Jared Stidham came in at quarterback. And then that's when you kind of seen everything just come together, the whole picture. So that was now me 2 years into the offense. And then my third year, it kind of like I was always confident, and I knew my role was a lot bigger, and I was ready to kind of accept the challenge of Coach Miles. I knew I finally gained his trust, starting to become one of the leaders on the team, and that's when, like, as you see, like, you know, I broke the records. That's when I started breaking the records, and then kind of followed up with some also my senior year. But I would say it was definitely a journey. It wasn't easy at all, bro. Like, we had so many good guys at receiver the position, like competing, like. Every day, like, you know, we had, like, even after my freshman year, we had three five stars, Nate Craig, Eli Stove, Kyle Davis. So, like, bro, like, it was always like, I always felt like that monkey was on my back. Like, it always trying to replace you. You know how it is in college, like, never get comfortable. It was always another guy coming that was just like you from where you from. So, like, I always had that shoulder, chip on my shoulder. I never got comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time that we competing, but I was trying to bring guys along at the same time, because competition, iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying? So, the greater you are, then the greater your brother could be. Then, you know, you feel good going to battle against the other teams. You know what I'm saying? Because you know him at the same time you on. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all done went at it in practice. Y'all probably headbutted each other. Y'all probably had some fights. You know how it is when we get in practice, them one-on-ones, some 7-on-7s, and get real. Like, we talking trash, then you got to go back to the dorm and hang out with them. You got to play the game with them. Like, yeah, bro. We watching film together. Like, yeah. And he, one of the dogs that probably posted one of the one-on-ones. He done posted it on Snapchat. Hey, like, that's what we doing? Okay. So, you know, get real competitive, though. So, like. Right.
Then you want to hop on the game later.
You want to hop on the game. Now he trying to say, join the chat. Nah, I ain't trying to play, though. We ain't cool like that. So, like, It just the competition out there just brought the best in everybody and best in me. It was able to, you know, bring the best out of me and what I wanted to do at Auburn. You know what I'm saying? Like, my intentions coming in, I didn't know I was going to break records. I'll be lying to you if I told you, like, coming in as a freshman, like, my goal was I just want to play SC ball, playing big time opportunity and go to the league. You know what I'm saying? However that look getting there, I just want to do it, though. You know what I'm saying? But God bless me with the opportunity to be able to, you know, do a lot of different things that I didn't know that I was even going to do.
Yeah, no, I think it's crazy you pointed that out, too. Like, coming out of high school, you wasn't even really a receiver for real. So, like, the fact that you came to Auburn, like you breaking records, dude. Like, and I just got done telling you, like, whenever you got that ball in your hands, I got to see what's going on. So, like,
right,
man, like, do you ever, like, after playing at Auburn, did you ever have a moment where you, like, could appreciate what you did? Because, like you just mentioned, too, like, you played your freshman year. You know what I'm saying? You had multiple offensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. You got system after system. You got five-star guys coming in. You know what I'm saying? Like, undersized. You the underdog.
It's a fight.
Like,
it's a fight.
All of that coupled in together, like, you still breaking records, bro. So, like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what's going on? How you did that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, honestly, too, because I remember after my sophomore year, I even thought about transferring because, like I say, after we went through that year, we weren't even throwing the ball. I would say I was the second leading receiver, bro, and I only had 25 catches. And the leader was Tony Stevens that year. I don't know if you remember Tony Ocho. He had, like, I want to say 30 for, like, 400 yards. I had 25 for 225 yards. I was like, bro, who finna go to the league? We ain't throwing the ball. We was running, this kind of weird offense with Chandler Cox at quarterback, the sprinter offense versus Clemson. Remember? I don't know if you remember that game in 2016 when we played Clemson, man. We was like at three different quarterbacks. Even John Franklin played quarterback too. So really played four different quarterbacks. So I'm like, I really didn't know the trajectory. I remember, dog, I was home in the spring. And I was out to eat and I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I'm thinking about transferring. And that was the first time I ever asked my mom a football opinion, like, what should I do? Like, usually I go to my dad, but I was just in the car. So I'm like, just ask your mom, because, you know, they usually say your mom had the best feeling, the intuition, women intuition. And she's like, I feel like you should stay at Auburn. I feel like it's going to work out. I was like, I didn't even question it. I was just shook my head. I didn't even ask why or nothing. It just stuck with me. So I ended up doing it, going to that junior year. I just had this leap of faith. And then, like, Jared came in the spring. We had a great spring, going to a great spring. Man, that team there was crazy. That 2017 team was crazy because we went through so much that year in the summer. It was so much going on. You know, if you know, you know. Yeah. If you know, you know. Like,
I was like, is this what this is all about, bro?
Nah, if you know, you know. It was kind of crazy, dog. That's why I'm glad we're here to talk, bro, because like, it's so much stuff, like, I would want to hear from y'all perspective too, like, especially the younger guys that came after me. Like, how was y'all thinking? Like, what that look like to y'all? Like,
I'm like, yo, first of all, like, we if you know, you know, right? Like,
if you know, you know.
To see the fallout from it, though, bro. I'm like, yeah, yo, I never want. caught up in nothing.
No, nothing. Right. So, but it's crazy. I say, I had to say that brought us closer though. That brought us a lot closer though. Like we had to tighten up. You know what I'm saying? So like we went through a lot that year. You know, we started off kind of slow. We lost to LSU. You know what I'm saying? That kind of hurt us hard. And then after that, then we just took off. Like after the Arkansas game, we just had a great year. And like while I was playing that year, I didn't even realize I was breaking the record, like even what on the trajectory I was doing. Cause I remember I was coming out of you know, Mondays usually have like interviews and stuff, so they bring you to like the you know, the team meeting room. And I remember this is how I found out I was even on the trajectory. I was the reporter asked me, he's like, you know, you're on like 20 some catches away from something, 80 some whatever, some catches, 60 some catches in the season. I'm like, dang, for real? I didn't even know it. And then that's when it started coming my attention. I'm like, dang, like, I didn't even know, like, this is, like, a real, like, this real, like, yeah. Like, is this going on? Like, dang, all the hard work I put in was starting to be, it was starting to make sense. So go back to what I was saying for freshman year where Coach Malzahn just molded me, letting me take my time to become the player. You know what I'm saying? Let everything, let all the pieces and puzzle match together, like getting the right offensive coordinator, getting a quarterback, like all that stuff, like matters, especially for a receiver. You know what I'm saying? So much, like our success comes before we even get the ball. The line has to block, the quarterback got to get the ball, the play call got to be right for you. So it's like my success really dictates to the scheme and everybody else. So like, shout out to everybody that was a part of that because I couldn't do it without them as well. Like, at all, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the coaches, but for trusting me, you know, Jared giving me the opportunities, the line holding up for me, you know what I'm saying? And me, I have to do what I do with the ball in my hands, the eyes blocking down the field for me, you know what I'm saying? Especially on punt return. Shout out to the punt return team, you know, Coach Porter. You already know. You know, but Coach Porter, you know, we trying to go to the crib. Hey, Coach, middle return. I don't want no other return but middle, Coach. That's all I need, middle. Just get middle. I don't need no right, left, just middle, Coach. So, like, all that, man, I remember all that stuff, dog. So I would say that's how I was able to really break records and just stand down, trusting the process. And, you know, like Auburn say, the slogan, hard work, you know what I'm saying? So just go to work every day and everything gonna fall in line, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see, like, especially a guy, like, I want to say, like, example, like Noah Ibnagini, a guy that came in, I think he was a running back. I think he came in as he was a running back coming out of high school, I believe, and then he ended up playing receiver. And then he played receiver and then ended up getting drafted, you know, changing positions at Auburn, you know what I'm saying, to cornerback. Then a year later, he's second round. So that just go to epitome of when you trust in the process, you know what I'm saying, but still having that confidence like we talked about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't go nowhere because a guy that's confident, you can't go to three different positions and still be elite and still be able to go to the league and have the success you have. So that confidence ain't go nowhere. Now it's all about developing the skill, the understanding, so you can play at the confident level that you were once you was in high school, that kid when you just playing free. So yeah. I would say just, you know what I'm saying, just when you trust in that process and you know who you are internally, you know what I'm saying, that you know you still that player no matter what your circumstance might say at the time, you know what I'm saying? Because we all got to have that humbling moment where we come from a big high coming out of high school, everybody, you know what I'm saying, praising us. And then as soon as you get to college, like, oh, yeah, coach ain't looking for you no more. Coach ain't saying, I need you to take this rep, go in the white group, and right. You from the scrimmage with the white team. And you, yeah, I don't care. Oh, yeah, you frontline kick return. Man, they put me frontline kick return my freshman year. I said, whoa.
Frontline?
I did it for 2 years. Helped me learn how to block them big cats in the SEC, but it was no reason why I was like 170 soaking wet. There was no reason to come down. And I had no, and I was like the left guard or the right tackle, dude. So yeah, I had to block like the biggest linebacker. Like,
you got to block, man.
That was like crazy. That's why I hated my freshman year so much, because the frontline kick return, I knew I had to do that every game. Every game, that was like Malzahn thing, put freshman on the front line of kick return. He didn't care who you were, unless your name was Kerryon Johnson. That's the only person that was in the back. If your name was Kerryon Johnson, in that front line.
Yeah. And so, like, just taking it to the current state of Auburn football, right? Like, been removed for quite some time now. Was able to go up and play professionally. Spent a little time with New England, right? CSL. And so, just life after football, and then what do you think about the direction that Auburn's headed in? Like, I know it's been a struggle the last couple of years.
So nah, for sure. I like the direction Auburn's in. I feel like it's in a good spot. I feel like we're kind of been kind of stagnant a little bit. Like, we ain't really going too – we kind of been not going – I wouldn't say down. We ain't really going up, but I would say we've been stagnant. But I would feel like making moves, making changes are always a good thing, because change is never bad, because you're trying to make – because you keep doing the same thing, you get the same results, right? So, obviously, us trying to get a different coach, get a different offense, bring in a different quarterback, transfer. Because, obviously, the way college is now, you're not going to get guys that you just recruit for 4 years, like classes that stick together anymore. I feel like every year is a new team. Like, the team you had last year might be 50 different guys that come in. So I feel like we have to find a way to build a camaraderie, a team that sticks together, to grow together. I feel like that's kind of what Auburn's built on. I never feel like we was built on major transfers, especially when we played. Like, you know, we maybe had a couple JUCO guys that come in, you know, three or four. But when you have 20 group of kids coming at a time by the year, it's kind of hard to have something consistent. And we're not having a consistent coaching staff. Right. So I feel like we get something consistent. I feel like this staff is something I love this staff, because I was around them with Coach Burns. He was at USF, and Coach Golis. So I've been around the staff a few times. I hung around Coach Burns, Coach Golis. I've been around him, talked to him. Such a great guy. Definitely seemed like a family-oriented dude. I feel like he fits well in the Auburn family, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, especially with the success he had, I'm going to say at Tennessee, and I seen what he do with USF and how he could develop those kids and not have probably, I want to say, you know, the most top-tier five-star guys, but he doing it with some nice, pretty good kids that's being developed and having a success. And I feel like he did bring them to Auburn. I like want to see how they make that transition from that conference to this conference, because it's a lot different. The talent level is different. But, you know, you're going to have to adapt quick. And I know practicing with some of those guys that's been on that team, been in that war, been in that battle, that's going to be good for them, to help them catch up with the speed, because it's a different game. You know what I'm saying? If people that play in the SEC knows, like, I don't know no other conference that's like it. That's probably the closest thing to it, probably the NFL or a professional type like team. But, like, you know, everything's a lot tighter. You get more man, you know what I'm saying? The windows are smaller, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're not getting as much separation as you probably were in the other conference. A lot more catch bang. So, like, that's probably the closest thing to the NFL. So I feel like those guys are going to do well. I want to see how the offense look. Finally, we spread it out a little more. I feel like he's going to spread it out more five wide, four wide. And I feel like that's going to bring some excitement to us. We haven't had no really excitement in a while. I feel like we've kind of been stagnant offensively, at least. You know what I'm saying? One thing I would say Auburn been keep holding down, we're always going to have defensive players. So I want to kind of start seeing offensive guys get drafted. Specifically receivers. You know what I'm saying? We always going to have some running backs, some old linemen, but I feel like it's time for some receivers to start, you know what I'm saying? Get the ball rolling. Cause I feel like Auburn kind of got a dark cloud as far as, like, offensive receivers getting into the league, and I feel like that's kind of holding us back a little bit as far as getting those top players and keeping them stay, like a Cam Coleman. Like, we want to be able to keep those type players to even reel in other players that's going to come after Cam Coleman that's going to be a talent that's like him. You know what I'm saying? The Eric Singletons of the world. Is like, yeah. You want to keep the top talent.
The transfer from Penn State the other year. Smith go. Like you said, it's been a while, bro. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's just been a while. I think the last one was, I think Seth was fifth, sixth round. And then after him, I think him and Ant Schwartz went fourth or fifth. Mm-hmm. He went fourth or fifth, and then after that was Slayton. Yeah. And then after that was Sammy Coates. Mm-hmm. So it's been a big gap, you know what I'm saying? So I know we had guys that definitely had the talent to at least get drafted, but probably didn't, you know, due to the numbers or, you know, sometimes it's just your timing. You know, sometimes we were just in different eras where, you know, they got the Zay Flowers, and then you got guys like Eli Stove. It's like, damn, how Eli Stove don't get picked up? Or, you know what I'm saying? So many guys we could talk about and people go back. How much really is,
like, right time, like, right place.
Yeah, it's exactly. All about time, and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, like, a Tank Dell, you know what I'm saying? That's 5'9", that's 160. Like, you can't play 165. Maybe you can in this SEC, but, like, not in 2015, 2018, 2017. Nah, not going across the middle or anything. Nah, that's not going. You know what I'm saying? But it's time and different now where you could play like that. So it just, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to see us grow, continue to continue to go in the right trajectory. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we need to get in the playoff talks. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this staff could do it. They played in some big games. They showed they got a winner. Their winning percentage is real high. And then having Coach Burns there with him and the staff is very big too. Somebody that's been there. He won a national championship. And who knows Auburn better than him? You know what I'm saying? Like, he played with Cam. He's seen it all, been around Coach Malzahn, and he came back home. So then I think some most staff, I think Coach Porter's still around.
Yeah,
Porter. And I think Coach Crime around. So we got people that's there, that's in the right place. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about putting it together. And it don't have to happen this year, but as long as we keep showing that we on the right trajectory. But I know the Auburn fans real impatient now. So, you know what I'm saying? But I also know, like me now that I'm coaching, I understand that it's a process. You know what I'm saying? That you do have to be patient. As fast as you want it to happen, it don't always happen when you want it to happen. So I feel like we just got to be patient with Coach Golis. You know what I'm saying? That he got, like I say, he brought a lot of the players with him. So, and I feel like he needed to do that just so he don't want to bring in a new system with a whole bunch of new players. And it's just new. So you need to have guys that's familiar with the language to talk, so it could kind of flow a little faster, and then they are able to bring the other guys along too, like with the off season workouts. Now they got they have OTAs now, you know what I'm saying? So that's something that's new to college football, to where they could go out there, throw the ball around a little earlier, or something we couldn't do. You know what I'm saying? Remember, we had to go out there with like Coach Russell and the strength coaches and stuff.
Player-led practices.
You know how that was. Like, the whole time we had to do one-on-ones, releases, 7-0, man, turning the whole team. We out there banging. Now we got to stop. It get too competitive now. You know what I'm saying? But they got to really structure to where, like,
from the window.
Yeah, they watching from the window. You know it outside. You already know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We could not be in the indoor. We got to go
exactly.
Outside.
No, you got to go outside. They got to see. They got to go see, man. It's hot out there. We trying to be in the indoor.
I'm telling you, that's funny.
Yeah.
Just as we wind down, bro, before we get you out of here, man, just obviously big-time plays, right? But beyond the stats, beyond being able to go pro, beyond I know you started training as well, just beyond anything football, like what do you want Auburn fans to remember about Ryan Davis, the person?
Oh, I just wanted to, I gave him my all. I gave Auburn everything I got. I didn't cheat the game. I gave him everything. I gave him 110% every Saturday, Monday through Friday during the week, you know, through workouts. I just want to say I gave him everything I had, everything I had to offer. I love them dearly. I appreciate them taking me in, especially a young kid from Florida, you know what I'm saying? Not being an Alabama native, but bringing a kid from Florida and just, man, welcoming. I love them forever. I'm forever indebted with Auburn. They got my heart. I hope they have, I have theirs. And I just appreciate them so much. So I just want to let the Auburn know I gave them everything I had. Man, I never let them down. I know they never let me down every time they cheer me on. So I appreciate them so much.
Yeah, no, I can definitely second that, bro. And just before we get out of here and say that I definitely used to admire the way you used to work and show up every day. Like I said, you was always undersized, maybe overlooked. Had plenty of guys come in and try to take your spot. But the way that you showed up every day, you put your best foot forward and just like, yeah, like you fire, bro. Like you was fire. You feel me? Like,
I appreciate that, bro.
Career, like you was fire, bro. Like you
know that's real, bro. I appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, like I was
I definitely growing showing that grit out with you.
I was for real a fan on some type. So you feeling that?
bro. I loved all, especially y'all class, that 2016 class, bro. I love y'all so much because y'all was so funny, bro. And all y'all had y'all own different like personality. And y'all stuck together, bro. Like y'all was just like us in 2015, but y'all stuck together. Y'all was like a gang, bro. It was like y'all was deep, bro. Like I mean, like Malcolm Askew, like all y'all was so many of y'all, bro. Like Eli, Nate, Craig, McLean. Like oh my god, bro. Like I still talk. I talked to them two classes the most, though. Obviously, between my class and y'all class, like I still tap in. I was tapping with all the classes, but I would say y'all two, like I would say one of the favorites, though. Y'all was my favorite class for sure. Yeah, 2016.
I appreciate you, dog, man. Yeah, this was episode 13 of Landing on the Plains. If you like this episode, you like, share, and subscribe. And as always, man, War Eagle.
War Eagle.